朋友，你在收听的是活在耶稣里网站提供的福乐人生讲坛。今天的讲员是李秀全牧师。愿神的话语滋润你的心田，使你能更好地认识神和认识自己，并坚定地信靠神。
很多时候我不甘心我曾经受过这些苦。
Sometimes I feel unjust because of the sufferings that I went.
尤其我看到我周遭的人，凭什么他们要比我更好？
Especially when I see the people around me, by what right do they deserve to be better off?
所以我的言语，我的一举一动，我的思想，我的行动，就变成对别人的一种伤害。
So therefore, my actions, my thoughts, and my speech have become a source of harm for others.
苦难，感谢主，也带来另外一种的反应。
But praise the Lord, suffering also brings out another kind of reaction.
Naomi, 从她的身上我们看见一个正面的见证。
From Naomi, we see a positive testimony from her.
她受过了苦，她知道怎么样去同情别的人。
She knows how to sympathize with the people after her suffering.
苦难，把Naomi心中打开了更多的空间。
Suffering brings out more space in Naomi's heart.
弟兄姊妹，我们说心胸狭窄是什么意思呢？
What do we mean when we say someone is very provincial?
因为我们的心里面容不下更多的东西。
Because we don't have enough room to allow for sympathies.
中国人说宰相肚子里面能够撑船的意思就是说他肚量很大。
When we say someone is very,
他里面很广。
It's very broad-hearted.
为什么宰相他能够很广呢？因为他实在受过许多人生很多痛苦的经验。
Particularly for a ruler of a country who is broad-hearted because he has undergone much more suffering than we.
弟兄姊妹，心胸的这个宽大不是天生的。
Brothers and sisters, the broadness of heart is not congenital.
一个越受过苦难的人，在正常的情形之下，他可以有一种正面的悲天悯人的一种心态。
Brothers and sisters, a person who has undergone suffering under a positive environment will yield a positive testimony.
为什么呢？
Why?
因为拿俄米在苦难的里面遇见了神。
Because in her suffering, Naomi saw God.
因为拿俄米在苦难的里面经历了神。
Because Naomi, through her suffering, experienced God.
请各位看刚才我们弟兄所读的二十节跟二十一节。
Let's turn back to chapter 1, verse 20 and 21.
他说你们以后不要叫我甜。
Do not call me Naomi, she told.
叫我苦。
Call me Mara.
为什么呢？
Why?
他提到说因为全能者使我受了大苦。我满满的出去，耶和华使我空空的回来。耶和华降祸于我，全能者使我受苦。
Because the Almighty has made my life very bitter. I went away full, but the Lord has brought me back empty.
他四次提到神的名字。
God's name was mentioned four times in this passage.
两次说耶和华，两次说全能者。
Twice, Lord, and twice, Almighty.
什么意思呢？
What does that mean?
就是在他苦难、受苦难的时候，他经历了这个全能的神。
Because in her suffering, she experienced the Almighty Lord.
什么叫做全能呢？
What is meant by Almighty?
什么东西可以比另外一个东西称为能力呢？
What can be termed as Almighty?
当这个比这个更大的时候，我们说这个比这个更有能力。
When something is more powerful than another, we say it is more almighty.
神是个全能的神。
God is an almighty God.
因为Naomi看见一件事情。
Because Naomi saw one thing.
请注意弟兄姊妹。
Notice.
她看见神比苦难大。
Because she saw that God is greater than her suffering.
什么时候我们把苦难看成比神大的时候？
Whenever we see suffering greater than God,
我们就会在信心上接受个很大的考验。
We experience a great challenge in our faith.
什么叫做神是全能的神呢？
What is meant by Almighty God?
因为神比所有拿俄米所经历的都要大。
Because God is Almighty above all.
我比他大。
Pastor Lee is greater than me.
那么我就比他有能。
Therefore, he is more powerful.
所以当一个比一个更大的时候呢，他的能力就在那里显出来。
When something is greater than another, its power is therefore demonstrated.
为什么拿俄米说耶和华也叫全能者呢？
Why does Naomi call Lord Almighty God?
因为她知道在她的经历里面苦难大神更大。
Because she experienced that whenever suffering is great, God is greater.
你今天在什么样的苦难当中呢？
What kind of suffering are you going through?
你大也大不过约伯那样的苦难，对不对？
However big, it cannot be greater than those of Job.
但是对约伯来讲，他看见的是那个比他大的苦难更大的神。
Because for Job, he saw something that is greater than his suffering, his God.
苦难可以摧毁一个人。
Suffering can destroy someone.
但是神却在那种的苦难里面使苦难变成祝福。
Yet God can turn the suffering into a blessing.
弟兄姊妹在一个教会里面。
Brothers and sisters, in the church,
不管你喜欢不喜欢，长一代的人一定比年轻一代的人所受的苦更多。
Whether you like it or not, the elderly have experienced more pains and sufferings than the young ones.
但是我常常问我自己。
Yet I ask myself often,
如果我多受苦，
if I had undergone more suffering,
我的生命是更 bitter 呢还是更 better?
Would my life be bitter or better?
从拿俄米的身上我们实在得到很深很深的提醒和教训。
We learn a big lesson from Naomi's life.
我们看路德。
Let's turn now to Ruth.
拿俄米的意思是甜。
Naomi meant sweet.
那么路德的意思是什么呢？
So what does Ruth mean?
路德的意思是 beauty, 美丽的意思。
Ruth meant beauty.
我相信路德是一个很美的一个女子。
I trust that Ruth was a very beautiful woman.
我们看第三章第十节。
Let's now turn to chapter 3, verse 10.
我们看波阿斯这里说什么。
Let's take a look at what Boaz said to Ruth.
波阿斯说，
Boaz said,
女儿啊，愿你蒙耶和华赐福，你末后的恩比先前的更大。
The Lord bless you, my daughter, he replied. This kindness is greater than that which you showed earlier.
因为少，请注意下面啊，因为少年人无论贫富，你都没有跟从。
You have not run after the younger man, whether rich or poor.
所以可见呢，路德有不少的少年人来追求他。
So showing that Ruth had many young men courting after her.
那么她并没有拣选这些年轻力壮有才有富的这些年轻人。
Yet she chose none of them, whether rich or poor.
那么这些少年人欣赏她，当然有许多别的理由。我相信路德的美貌是一个吸引这些人的地方。
Of course, we have to realize these young men courted after Ruth for a different reason. Of course, she was very beautiful.
但是在十一节接下来，波阿斯怎么说呢？
But look at what Boaz said in verse 11.
他说：“女儿啊，现在不要惧怕，凡你所说的，我必照着行。”
He says, "And now, my daughter, don't be afraid. I will do for you all you ask."
他说我本城的人都知道你是个贤德的女子。
Because all my fellow townsmen know that you are a woman of noble character.
贤德的女子 NIV 翻得很好。A woman of noble character. 是一个有高贵品格的一个女子。
A woman of noble character is someone who possesses a very pure inside.
我们在这里看见路德，她被人称为她是一个贤德的女子，是个 woman of noble character.
We see here that Ruth is being recognized as a woman of noble character.
是一个有内在美的一个女子。
Her beauty was found inside.
是她外面也许很美丽，吸引很多的少年人。
Yes, her outward beauty may have attracted young men.
但是人家更宝贝她的，因为看见她里面有那更漂亮的品格。
Yet her noble character was being prized above all else.
我们看路德到底她的美是怎么样从里面活出来的。
Let's take a look at how Ruth's beauty was demonstrated and outwardly.
路德记有四章。
There are four chapters in Ruth.
我们每一章找一个她的美，这个爱的流露。
Shall we pick one point of beauty from each chapter?
那么在第一章里面，我们看见介绍路德说她是摩押人。
From chapter one, we know that Ruth was a Moabitess.
摩押是什么样的人呢？
What was a Moabite?
摩押呢是罗德和他的大女儿乱伦生下来传下来的后代。
Moabites were descendants out of an incestuous relationship between Lot and his older daughter.
所以历史历代呢，摩押人成为以色列人一个很相邻的、很相近的一个仇敌。
So throughout history, Israelites have often become enemies of this very close by neighbor.
在事实秉政的初期。
Says in the days when the judges ruled,
在开始的时候
in the beginning,
就是路德那个时代
which was the era of Ruth,
就是以色列人受摩押欺诈的时代
the Moabites were the oppressors of Israelites.
我们知道波阿斯是谁
We know who Boaz was.
波阿斯是那个耶利哥妓女拉合的儿子
Boaz was the son.Of the prostitute Rahab in the city of Jericho.
因为这个拉合在耶利哥当妓女
Because when Rahab was the prostitute in the city of Jericho,
她有信心知道这些以色列人是神的选民
She had faith that the Israelites were God's chosen people.
所以约书亚派了两个探子去耶利哥的时候
So when two spies were sent to the city,
这两个探子里面有一个就跟拉合认识了后来谈恋爱就结婚了
One of them,Later courted Rahab and married her.
那么后来结婚以后生的儿子就是波阿斯
And Boaz was the son out of this union.
所以在那个时代呢路德那个时代呢如果有波阿斯在那里就证明是事实开始的时代
So the fact that Boaz was there signifies the beginning of the era of their judges.
所以那个时候摩押人就是欺诈以色列的一种种族
So in other words, Moabites,were the oppressors, were the enemies of the Israelites.
她可以跟她的嫂子一样离开他们的婆婆就回到摩押地区。
Of course, Ruth had the option of leaving as her sister-in-law did, leaving Naomi.
但是她对拿俄米有一个爱啊爱到一个程度她冒她自己是摩押人回到以色列被人排挤的危险她还是回去了。
But Ruth bore the danger of being ejected.From the Israelites by accompanying Naomi home.
弟兄姊妹，什么叫爱
Brothers and sisters, what is love?
爱就是勇敢
Love is courage.
爱就是勇敢
Love is indeed courage.
弟兄，今天爱不是口里面挂得很温柔的一些词句而已
Love is not some gentle, wishy-washy statements and terms.On the mouth.
我们看第二章
Let's take a look at chapter 2.
第二十三节
Verse 23.
于是路德与波阿斯的使女藏在一处拾取麦穗直到收完了大麦和小麦
So Ruth stayed close to the servant girls of Boaz to glean until the barley and wheat harvests were finished.
请注意最后一句话
Notice the last word.
路德仍与婆婆同住
And she lived with her mother-in-law.
我非常感动这一句话
I was very touched by this.
路德仍然与婆婆同住
Ruth still lived with her mother.
在第一章，苦难没有使路德离开她的婆婆
From chapter 1, we know that Ruth, suffering has not separated Ruth from her mother-in-law.
现在时来运转，也没有使路德离开她的婆婆
Now that it had good fortune, Ruth still did not leave her mother-in-law.
你在痛苦的时候，我没有离开你。
I did not leave you in suffering.
现在我可以享受了，路德也没有离开他。
And now we imagine that Ruth still did not leave.
路德不是一个过河拆桥的人。
Ruth was not the kind of person who burned the bridge after she crossed.
弟兄姊妹，我们今天在神的面前要向路德学这个功课。
Brothers and sisters, we must learn from Ruth.
我们得好处的时候，我们常常就 take it for granted， 把它看为当然。
When we're granted a favor, we often take it for granted.
我们常常受一点苦难，受一点打击，受一点挫折，受一点攻击、误会。
We often encountered frustrations, disasters.
我们就完全把过去许多的恩典给忘记。
Meanwhile, forgetting the graces and the good fortunes that we had before.
路德在这里给我们看见，爱不只是勇敢。
Ruth here showed us that love is not just courage.
爱也是 persistence 或者 是坚守忠心 faithfulness.
She showed us that love is persistence and faithfulness.
环境不能够改变她对拿俄米的爱
An environment cannot change the love that she has for Naomi.
弟兄姊妹，我们今天从路德的身上除了学习勇敢的爱，我们也要求主给我们有忠心的爱。
In addition to the love of the courage of love, brothers and sisters, we must also learn the persistence and the faithfulness.
我们今天看见很多家庭里面下一代慢慢羽毛长丰富的时候，他就离开家庭。
We often see the next generation having its feathers full flown, flying away from the nest and departing from the parents.
父母不完全。
Parents are not perfect.
但是并没有不完全到你就这样子舍他们而去的地步。
But not so imperfect that you have to leave them once you're full grown.
第三章第五节第六节。
Chapter 3, verse 5 to 6.
路德说，凡你所吩咐的我必遵行。路德就下到场上，照他婆婆所吩咐他的而行。
I will do whatever you say, Ruth answered. So she went down to the threshing floor and did everything her mother-in-law told her to do.
爱是什么？
What is love?
爱就是顺服。
Love is obedience.
两个礼拜以前我在这里讲到以弗所书，丈夫要爱妻子，妻子要顺服丈夫。
A while ago I mentioned Ephesians where it says, husbands love your wife, wives submit to your husbands.
其实那里的爱和顺服是同义字。
But in fact,Love and submit in that passage are synonymous.
这两件事情是一个真理的两面。
These two words are two facets of the same truth.
以弗所书第六章告诉我们说，我们对父母亲应该有一个什么样的态度。
Ephesians chapter 6 tells us what kind of attitudes we should have.
请注意，中文圣经在第六章第二节说，你们要孝敬父母。
In chapter 6, it says, children obey your parents.
No. 第二节，孝敬父母 ，respect your parents.
Respect your parents.
但是在第一节说什么
？But what does it says in the verse one?
第一节说，你们做儿女的要在主里听从父母。
But in verse two, it says, honor your father and mother.
No, verse one.
Verse one. Children, obey your parents.
第二节讲 respect， 第一节讲 obey.
Obey appears in the first verse, and respect appears in the second verse.
孝顺。和顺服，这个和顺服这两者是不一样。
There's a difference between obedience and respect.
孝顺容易，顺从比较难。
Respect is easier than obedience.
因为你是父母，我孝顺你。
Because you are my parents, I respect you.
但是今天我们到了一个地步，发现要顺服父母是不容易。
But we have regressed to such a state when we realize that obedience to our parents.
因为顺服就提到有价值观不同的时候。
Because obedience implied a difference in the value system.
孝顺，因为你是父母，你有那个地位，我当然就尊敬你。
Respect, because you're my parents, because I ought to do so.
这个婆媳之间的问题啊，我们常常觉得是一个很难调和的人际关系。
The relationship between a daughter-in-law and mother-in-law is often a very hard situation, a difficult situation.
我们认识一个姊妹啊，她跟她婆婆的关系非常非常的不好。
A sister has tough times with her mother-in-law.
有一次我们夫妇去跟她谈
，once we went to talk to her.
后来他就告诉我们，他说：“李牧师、李师母，这样的婆婆我怎么能够尊重呢
？”Says Pastor Lee, "How can I deal with such a mother-in-law?"
我说：“怎么样不能尊重呢？怎么不能听从她呢
？”Then I said, "Well, how can you not respect her and how can you not?"
他说：“她每一次带我的孩子的时候
，says well, every time she babysits my child,
她一点卫生都不懂。
She knows no hygienic.
她说每一次她要喂我的儿子吃饭
，says every time she spoon feeds my child,
那个东西很热。”
The food is very hot.
他一定得先放在嘴巴里面含一含，把它稍微弄温一点，然后才喂给我的儿子吃。
She'll cool it down by placing it in her mouth and then delivering it to the baby.
他说我简直受不了。
Says I can't stand it.
他说那么不干净，那么不卫生
，so unhygienic.
我们两人就知道他们之间的问题是什么。
Then we know what the problem was.
后来我就告诉这个太太说。
Then I told her.
我说你不要忘记，你的丈夫就是这样伟大的。
Says, well, do not forget, your husband was brought up in the very same manner.
弟兄姊妹，我承认两代之间是有许许多多类似这样的问题。
Brothers and sisters, it is acknowledged that there will be many problems between the generations.
但是我们学习在爱里面的顺服，我知道这不是一个容易学的功课。
And we also know it's not a very easy lesson to learn to bridge between the gaps of the generations.
我们看最后一章第四章十五节。
Let's take a look at the last chapter.
在这里我们看见路德第四方面显出他那个爱怎么样成肉身。
This is the fourth aspect through which Ruth demonstrates her love.
4:15, 这是一般的妇人对拿俄米说，说路德必提起你的精神，奉养你的老亲。注意英文是怎么翻译的。
Verse 15, he will renew your life and sustain you in your old age. For your daughter-in-law, who loves you and who is better to you,
age 到你老的时候还要照顾。这里我们看见爱是什么呢？爱就是负责。
To sustain one into one's old age, love is responsible.
我没有时间继续多跟大家在这方面来深入思想。
We have little time to develop into this discussion.
但是今天早上，我们从拿俄米和路德的身上看见，今天在我们的家中，在我们的教会里面，两代之间如何彼此调适。
Yeah, this morning we can see from the book of Ruth.How two generations can be balanced in their relationship.
我们常常说这一对夫妇在一起是绝配，是非常非常美的一种配合。
I often said to of a couple that they are a perfect match.
是个 perfect match. 我代表拿俄米，他代表路德的年龄。我们站在这里是两代在这里一同来侍奉主。
The elderlies of this church are Naomi's, and the younger ones are Ruth.
我求神真是借助今天的信息帮助我们。
I pray God that you help us through this message today.
让我们做拿俄米的，能够好好听拿俄米这一段的勉励。
Let us, or Naomi, listen to the lessons given by Naomi.
让做路德的，好好的思想路德的一些见证。
And let us who are Ruth's learn from Ruth.
千万千万不要用今天的道拿俄米来去骂路德。
Do not abuse today's message.
不要对着我们教会的年轻人说，哎，今天李牧师的道你听到没有？
Do not accuse one another of the lessons of respective sides.
Other 弟兄姊妹，
brothers and sisters,
今天晚上回家以后，
after you go home tonight,
请你还是做你的拿俄米。
Please take on your respective roles.
今天不要去扮演路德。
Do not cross the boundary line.
今天在教会里面。
Today in this church,
今天在家里面
in your families,
常常就是角色混乱，就带出许多的问题来。
Many problems are brought on because the roles are either confused or reversed.
我们忘记我们的身份，
forgetting what we're supposed to be,
就说出许多不配合我们身份要说的话，
and thus saying many things which we ought not to say.
朋友，你收听的是福乐人生讲坛的系列节目。我是玛丽姐妹，欢迎你给我们来信，分享收听后的感想。也欢迎你在我们活在耶稣里福音网站收听和收看其他的节目。愿神的话语祝福你的新生命。